Good morning.
大家早。
Praise God. I'm so excited about us being able to come together.
早上我们能够一起来到主面前，何等的兴奋的事。
Amen. So, the purpose of our meeting today.
今天早晨聚会的目的。
Is to give some testimony about what God has been doing on our English side.
分享一下主这些日子在我们英文组的工作。
But I want to start with just kind of a little bit of a roadmap where we're going to go, what we're going to do, and how we're going to do it this morning.
但是我一开始先稍微解释一下今天早晨我们聚会要如何进行。
Okay, so I want to just share with you a couple of biblical principles that we've been following that have been encouraging what God's been doing in our gatherings.
首先先简单解释一下这些日子在我们聚会的里面一些属灵的原则。
And then we want to give a couple of our young people and just people from our side an opportunity to just share what God has been doing in their life.
然后我们请我们英文组的一些年轻人来分享一下神这些日子在他们生命中所做的工作。
I believe what God's going to do as we give them an opportunity to share is that faith will be stirred in your heart.
我们相信借着他们的见证，信心可以在你们心中被激动起来。
And so then we want to provide plenty of opportunity for you to receive prayer this morning.
我们也盼望借着你的信心被启发的启动的时候，我们能够有一些时间一起在神面前为你们祷告。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Well, let me just start from the beginning that we may, in case we go over our allotted time.
如果我们今天聚会的时间稍微超过一点。
Please feel free to let yourself out quietly.
您可以很自由的安静的先离开。
But we want to provide adequate time this morning to pray and minister for anyone who is hungry for more of God's Spirit. Amen.
但是那些对着那些渴慕神的灵的人，我们愿意在这里有一个非常安全、非常充足的时间给他们，让他们来遇见主。
Amen. So you understand where we're going?
你们明白我的意思吗？
All right. Let me just, so I'll just start off real quick with a couple of scriptures that have been meaningful to us lately.
一开始我想先分享这一些日子对我来说很有意义的一些经节。
One of the, we have personally, in our group, been experiencing a refreshing of the Holy Spirit lately.
我们的英文小组这些日子经历到一些圣灵的更新。
And in fact, I've had the pleasure of being a part of many other meetings lately outside our gathering where the Holy Spirit has been doing very similar things.
事实上呢，即使不是在我们当中的聚会，我去参加别的聚集的时候，也看到圣灵在做类似的工作。
And one of the things that I believe personally that is facilitating the Holy Spirit to have time to work on our hearts and is providing the time that people need to receive the work of the Spirit.
我自己觉得呢，从这些的见证里面，我看到一件重要事，就是我们需要有时间来预备那些等候遇见主的人。
Is that we have been intentionally slowing down.
而且在这样的等候里面，我们是慢慢的在那里耐心的等候主。
We recognize about ourselves that we're way too busy, and we sometimes overlook things that God is wanting to do in one another's life.
我们渐渐注意到一个情况，就是我们因为我们都很忙碌，所以我们的心不习惯慢下来等候神。
So we have determined when we gather to be a little more flexible and to take a little more time to consider what's going on in our brothers and sisters' life.
所以我们的学习就是说，我们定义要让我们的聚会的脚步慢下来，好让我们能够注意到那些渴慕主的弟兄姊妹他们里面心里的情形，并且给他们足够的时间来到神的面前。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Can we all agree that we're probably all of us in too much a hurry these days?
我们能不能都说是啊，我的日子实在蛮忙碌的。
Just me? Am I the only one in
a hurry? 还是只有我，日子里充满了许多的事，脚步很忙碌。
Wave at me, amen. We're going, 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 push, push, hurry, looking past the thing we're involved in to the next thing.
我们这么忙碌，我们每天有这么多事，我们在做这件事的时候，我们的心已经到下一件好几件事上面去了。
So the blessing, the promise from God,
但是神的祝福和应许呢,
is that those who wait,
是给那些等候他的人,
will receive power. Amen?
才会从他得到能力。阿们吗?
So today, I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but today is Pentecost Sunday.
我不知道你们今天有什么计划，不过今天是五旬节的主日。
Today is the day we remember that when the disciples gathered and the Holy Spirit was poured out.
这是在新约里面当门徒等候的时候圣灵降临的那个五旬节。
Before they received a deeper work of the Holy Spirit, what did Jesus tell them and commanded them to do?
在他们得着那些圣灵的能力之前，主耶稣是怎么吩咐他们的？
Slow down, wait.
你们要去等候。
Take your time, amen.
花时间等候。
This really is the ministry style of Jesus.
这是主耶稣他服侍的态度。
So I want to, let me quote a scripture for you out of Luke 15:20.
让我读一个经节，是路加福音十五章二十节。
We all know the story of the prodigal son, amen?
我们都熟悉这是浪子的故事。
Correct?
不是吗？
We remember how when the prodigal came to his senses and went back home.
我们都知道那个浪子怎么样醒过来了，决定回家。
It tells us in Luke 15:20.
在十五章二十节这里说到。
And he arose and came to his father.
于是起来往他父亲那里去。
God's waiting for a lot of people to come back home. Amen.
神就像那位老父亲一样，等候许多人回家。
But when he was still a great way off,
相离还远,
his father saw him.
他的父亲看见。
He saw him.
他的父亲看见他。
And he had compassion.
他就动了慈心。
And he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
I don't know about you, but I love the fact that we serve a God that's always looking. Amen?
我不知道你怎么样，不过我真高兴我们的神是一直在看着我们的。
A God that's always watching what's going on with us.
他的眼目一直在监察我们。
And he notices every little thing in our heart that turns towards him. Amen?
我们的心什么时候稍微有一点点朝向他的时候，他都会注意到。
And this passage reminds us that as the Father saw that turning of a heart,
在这里，这个经节提醒我们说，这老父看见那个浪子的心稍微转向父亲一点。
What he saw,
他看见了。
Moved his heart.
他所看见的感动了他的心。
And he arose and ran and embraced his son.
他就起来往前跑，拥抱他的儿子。
This is how ministry works.
这就是神的事工的做法。
This is how God works.
神就是这样做事。
And we as his people, this is how he has designed us to work within his body.
我们是他的子民，所以神的设计也是要我们这样子来行动。
Let me just read a few scriptures and then we'll get into this thing where the rest of it. But how this was the pattern that Jesus also ministered.
我们要读几节经节，你就看到这是主他做事的方式。
We're talking about the ministry of Jesus in Matthew 9:36-38.
在马太福音第九章三十六到三十八节里面说到。
But when he saw the multitude,
主耶稣他看见许多人。
Jesus came to earth so he could get up close and near our needs.
主耶稣来到地上，所以他能够与我们靠近，看亲身看见我们的需要。
And when he saw the multitude,
所以当他看见许多人的时候，
he was moved with compassion for them.
他的就动了怜悯的心。
Because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd.
因为他们困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人一样。
And then he says, therefore pray.
所以呢，因此呢，他就祷告。
So what I want to affirm is what we have been being blessed by, the biblical principle that has been helping us of late.
我们看到这些圣经里属灵的原则，我们就知道怎么样蒙福。
Is when we say, God, I want to do it your way.
就是说，我说主啊，我愿意照你的意思方式来做。
I want to slow down and look at my brother and sister.
我愿意慢下我的脚步，看看我的弟兄与姊妹。
And I want to consider their needs.
我要考虑到他们的需要。
And as we do that, our heart is affected.
当我们这样做的时候，我们的心会受影响。
Our heart is moved.
我们的心会被感动。
And then we have insight and understanding what to do next, how to minister next.
然后我们里面就会有从神来的帮助，知道怎么样来帮助他们。
Amen.
Amen.
It's so simple. It is so simple.
这是非常简单的一个原则。
Jesus says, God has equipped us if we have His Spirit.
只要我们有主的灵在里面，神已经把我们预备好了。
That if we will just simply slow down,
我们所需要做的是什么？ 就是慢下脚步。
And really look at one another.
然后真的注意一下别人。
Our heart will be moved, will be activated, the compassion of the Father.
当我们真的在看我们弟兄姊妹的时候，我们的心就会被天上的父感动。
And then we will receive the insight how and what to do next. Amen.
然后我们就会有一个感动，然后就知道有一个洞察力，知道怎么样帮助他们。
So again, it's see, feel, touch.
所以是看、感受，然后去触摸他们。
See, feel, touch.
看、感受、触摸。
The scheme of the enemy is to get our eyes on ourselves.
仇敌的诡计就是说叫我们只注意我们自己。
Or to be thinking about something we've got to do tomorrow.
只想到我明天必须要做的事。
And in the process, we never see one another.
当我们忙于顾自己的时候，我们永远看不到别人。
Our heart is not moved.
我们的心就不会受感动。
And then we do not have understanding what to do next.
我们更谈不上有任何洞察力来帮助别人。
Does that make sense?
明白吗？
This happened over and over within the ministry of Jesus.
在主耶稣他的执事里面，他的这种行为原则是一再重复发生。
One more verse just to confirm this.
再读一处经节来证明我所说的。
Matthew 14:14.
在马太福音14章14节。
And when Jesus went out,
耶稣出来,
he saw a great multitude.
他看见有许多的人,
and he was moved with compassion.
他就怜悯他们,
for them, and he healed their sick.
治好了他们的病。
Amen.
Amen.
So, as we call some of our young people, some of our folks up front to give their testimony, I want you to really look at what's going on in their lives and listen to what the Lord is doing in their lives.
现在当几位年轻人上来做见证的时候，我要求你们做一件事，就是真的注意他们所说的，听他们所分享的，好吗？
Amen. Okay, well, I'm going to help facilitate some of the testimonies this morning, just because I think in case someone gets a little bit nervous or feels a little stuck, I can pull on them a little bit, okay?
当有人在台上有点胆怯或者是卡住的时候，我会在旁边给他们一些帮助，好吗？
But I'd like our dear friend, Ellie, if she could come forth and,
Ellie姊妹，请你先上来。
And give her to help us give share with what us Jesus is doing in her life.
分享一下主耶稣在他生命里的工作。
Let me just say that we are so blessed by what God has been doing in Ellie's life.
为了神在Ellie身上的工作，我们都蒙了许多的祝福。
And it has encouraged us all.
神所做的工作大大的鼓励了我们。
So, Ellie, I'd like you just to share since you've given your heart to Jesus, how God has, what he's done in between you and your children, between you and your mother and your father, what he's been doing in your home. Amen.
跟我们分享一下，当你接受耶稣基督进入到你生命以后，神在你的家、在你身上、在你的孩子身上的工作。Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早。
I'm so grateful because God has rescued me from many things.
我感谢神，他拯救我脱离许多的事情。I
grew up with my father, and me and my mom never got along, and we had this hard relationship where I couldn't stand being next to her.
我跟我母亲的关系非常的不好，所以我从小是跟我的父亲长大的。
But she became a Christian when, since 1999, I think it was, when she turned her life into God. And
1999年，她把她的生命交在神的手中，得救了。
So I remember my mom, she will always pray for me, and she will always keep me on her prayers. And
就从我有记忆以来，我就常常记得我母亲为我祷告。And
when I had my son, she will always bring him to the church. And
当我生了我第一个儿子的时候，他常把我的儿子带到教会里去。
And then my son started coming to the church.
我的儿子后来来到这个教会。
And I remember I would get home and he would always tell me, Mom, can I pray for you?
我常记得我到家的时候，他常常说，妈妈，我能为你祷告吗？
And I would always let him, and he was like,Mom, one day I'm gonna see you walk. You're gonna walk with me to the church.
我都让他为我祷告。我记得他有一次跟我说，妈妈，有一天你会，我会看见你跟我一起走到教堂去。
And my mom, she will always pray and tell me one day you're gonna be rescued.
我母亲总是为我祷告，并且告诉我说，有一天你会被拯救。
I was addicted to drugs all my life. I was 12 years old when I started.
我从十二岁开始就吃药，嗑药。
And you know, I was living with someone, and he would always hit me. I was abused, and it was a lot of things happening in my life where I didn't feel I could come back home because I felt like I had left my mom, like.She was always there for me, and I had let her down, and I couldn't go back home. I felt like I wasn't worthy of going back to my own home.
从很年轻的时候，我常常交的不好的朋友，然后就被人家苦待，然后我就做很多错的事，以至于我觉得我不能回家，我不配回到爱我的母亲的家中。
But I couldn't. One day I just had enough, and I came back home, and I remember when I first got baptized.
后来我实在受不了，我就决定回到家里。我还记得当我受浸的那一天。
I came home one day and I was telling, after I got baptized, I was still kind of arguing with God whether I didn't want to change or.
我受浸之后，我还常跟神争执，我说我不要改变。
One day I came home and I remember God told me to get rid of all the things that I did, that it wasn't from Him, to throw them in the trash, and that's what I did. And,
我觉得神告诉我，有一天我受浸之后，有一天我回到家里，我觉得神感动我说要把一切在我眼前的这些东西都除掉，所以我就通通扔到垃圾桶里去了。
And what God gave me the vision of when Israel got free from the Egypt and they went and crossed the ocean.
神给我的感觉，当我那样做的时候，我就想到在圣经里，当以色列人越过红海。
And it took them 40 years just to get to the promised land because they were scared of these giants and they didn't want to go in when God has just opened the oceans for them.
他们后来怎么样进入那个旷野的时候，没有因为惧怕不敢进入神的应许之地，以至于在旷野流荡了40年。而这些惧怕就是在刚刚神带他们经过那个红海。
And I told God, I don't want to wait 40 years for you to rescue me.
那个时候我刚受过浸，我说神啊，我不要像以色列人那样浪费40年才经历你的应许的拯救。
And a week after that, I came to the church and the Holy Spirit just poured out on me. And after that day, I was set free from everything, from everything.
哎，当我那天醒来之后，我来到教会，那天在聚会里面圣灵浇灌下来，我这人被圣灵充满，我觉得我何等的自由。
I remember at first I was crying and then I couldn't stop laughing and I was just telling them, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do. I was just so confused, but it felt so good. It was something that I cannot explain. That's something we all have to experience individually.
我那天在聚会中被圣灵充满的时候，起先是一直哭一直哭，后来就一直笑一直笑，停不下来。然后我就一直道歉一直道歉，对大旁边人说对不起，我实在不知道发生什么事，但是实在这感觉太棒了。
Let me interject here real quick. We were praying for Ellie. Boy, I'm getting confused. Ellie, on a Tuesday night prayer meeting.
那是星期二的祷告聚会，我们在一起时候，我们为 Ellie 祷告。
And just that for her to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
求主让她受圣灵的浸。
And then that's when this happened, when she was said, just she started laughing and laughing, and God just came on her and touched her, and you begin to pray in tongues. Isn't that right, Ellie?
所以发生的是、接下来发生就是圣灵浇灌下来，让她又哭又笑，并且说起方言。
And I just want to say, well, after that night,
那天晚上以后,
Ellie's face just shined.
她的脸就常常发出亮光。
She said such joy, and it just shines just the way it is right now.
有一个喜乐从她里面涌出来, 以至于她脸上常发光。
Keep on going, I'm sorry.
It's okay. And right now, my relationship with my mom, she's like my best friend.
现在我的母亲就好像我最好的朋友, 我爱她。
I tell her I'm sorry all the time, and sorry is not enough to tell her how much I love her.
我一直跟她说, 妈妈, 对不起, 对不起, 而且我要让她知道我何等的爱她, 我非常的爱她。
And because of this,
因为这样,
it also impacted my dad, because my dad, he was an alcoholic all his life, and one time he woke up and they go to this other church and they go to Bible studies there too. And he was like, you know, my mom went to work and she wasn't gonna go that day, and he just woke up and he's like, I'm gonna go. So I called my aunt and I was like, is my dad really there? Because I didn't believe that he actually went to the church by himself.
自我从圣灵改变我之后，我跟我母亲的关系改变。我们这个改变影响到我的父亲，他是一个酗酒的人，但是那一天居然他也去了教会。
And he did, he actually was there, and I was so surprised, and he came home, he's like, why are you calling other people? You believe me?
他去一个不同的教会，我起先还不相信，我打电话给我的姑姑说，我爸爸真的去教会了吗？后来他回来之后还在说，你们这些人怎么这样子，为什么打电话到我的教会去问我有没有去教会？
And I see my daughter, she's 3, and she sees my son praying in the night, and she'll start praying too.
我的三岁的女儿看到我的儿子怎样每一天祷告，她也现在开始学习每天祷告。
And you know, I feel so joy, so full of joy now. Like, I'm always laughing, and I'm always telling people everywhere I go, I love to pray for people.
我现在充满了喜乐，我真的喜乐满溢。然后我无论到哪里去，我碰到人，我都忍不住说，我可不可以为你祷告？
And I'm so thankful that we're friends and family. Thought that I would never change. They used to tell me it's impossible for you to change. God made it possible.
我的家人朋友以前常跟我说你是不会改变的，但是感谢主，现在他们看到神改变了我。
Thank you God. Thank you Jesus.
Wait a second, Ellen. You stay here just a second. You just come between me and Michelle. Okay. The other day, Ellie's mother had to go to the hospital.
前两天她的母亲住院了。And
so she called and let us know, and me, LaKrisha, and Vicky went up there with Ellie, and we just prayed and prayed over Anna, Ellie's mother.
所以后来她告诉我们，所以我跟我的姊妹还有Vicky还有Ellie，我们一起去为她的母亲祷告。And
the Spirit of God just settled in on her.
神的灵就降在他母亲的身上。
And I told Ellie, I said, you know, a year ago, Ellie was not walking with the Lord.
在一年之前，她还没有与主同行。
But because of what Jesus did for her,
但是因着主在她身上所做的,
when her mother needed her most, Ellie can be there.
当她母亲最需要祷告的帮助的时候，她的女儿是已经预备好了。
And so it was interesting, across the way in the same little room, there was this other little lady that was in there for a heart attack, and she was kind of watching us pray over Anna.
当我们在病房里为她母亲祷告的时候，就在走廊的对面呢，有另外一个房间，有一个老太太因为心脏不好。
And I was kind of watching her, I was looking at her, making eye contact.
她一直注意我们在干什么，那我也 反过来用我的眼睛跟他打招呼。And
so before we left, I said, well, God bless you. And she goes, oh, wait, will you pray for me?
走之前我就说，神祝福你。她说，等等，你们可不可以为我祷告？
And so we're praying for this little lady that had a heart attack, but she also had an assistant, a helper.
她呢，我们就为这位有心脏病的老太太祷告，她还有一个帮手在她旁边。And
so I just told Vicky, Ellie, you girls pray for her assistant, me and LaKrisha pray over here.
我说 Vicky, Ellie, 你们替这个她的帮手祷告，我跟我姊妹就为这个老太太祷告。And
so we had all this prayer going on in the hospital.
我们就在那个医院的房间里一起有祷告。But
what I want to just affirm, you guys,
我说我要向你们证实一件事。Is
this simple a way of seeing other people.
这是很简单的一原则，就是我们看到了别人。Seeing
their need.
我们看见了别人的需要。Seeing
what the Spirit of God is doing in their lives.
我们注意到圣灵在运行。Allowing
that to affect our heart.
然后我们的心就受到一个反应
then moves us out to pray for them
受到一个感动而有一个反应就去为别人祷告
to share with them, to touch them
去与他们分享去触摸他们
why this is so important
为什么 这样很重要呢
it works beautifully in the church
因为不仅在教会里面需要有这样美丽的工作
but it works just as beautifully anywhere else we go to, amen
而且无论我们神的儿女到哪里去都应该有这样美丽的事发生
the hospital room, the workplace, the school
无论是在医院里是在公司里或是在学校里
in the grocery store line
在我们买菜的时候
If we'll just open our eyes.
我们所需要做一件事就是把眼睛打开
Amen.
注意别人
So we're just so excited. We love Ellie so much. We love Kevin and Marissa and Anna and her father. And we're just so glad that they're a part of our family now.
我们爱 Ellie, 她的父亲、母亲和两个孩子，他们是我们教会的一家人。
Okay, let's see. We have just a couple more of our testimonies, and I want us to have plenty of time to pray for you.
We will invite 一两位来做见证，让我们有足够的时间与你们一起祷告。
Who's here? Evan, why don't you come up and just share? God's been doing good things in Evan's life too.
Evan, 请你上来。
Just give us a little snapshot, brother. And I just want to say in front of everybody how proud I am of that.
我只要在大家面前说，我何等的以我这个儿子为傲。
He's just, you know, he's a good son.
他是一个好的儿子。
We kind of like him. I think we'll keep him around.
我们蛮喜欢他的，我想我们会留住，把他留一阵子。
Amen. Go for it, Evan.
Recently, we had a retreat. For us and all the young people in our church.
最近啊，我们教会年轻人有一个特会。
And God really just showed my heart everything that He's done for me over like these past 3 months.
神让我看见过去三个月内中他在我身上的工作。
He showed me my little brothers and just the family and how He's blessing me.
他看到啊，教会中这些小的弟兄们怎么样借着他们神祝福了我。
I was born and raised in Oklahoma.
我是出生并且生长在 Oklahoma.
Surrounded by family, people, friends that I could have swore I was going to grow up with.
我四周的朋友啊，家人，我觉得我一辈子都会跟他们在一起。
A girl I care about since I was six.
有一个女孩子，我从六岁就开始喜欢的。
Might sound little or even foolish, but to my 15-year-old heart, when my family said we're going to California, I felt robbed.
当我15岁我的父母跟我说我们要搬到加州的时候我觉得我好像被人家抢夺了我重要的资产
I was bitter and pretty mad for about 3 years first 3 years we were here
差不多头三年我里面是充满了苦楚
and this last year with Ellie and all these people coming into the church
那过去这12个月里面呢我看到神带像 Ellie 这样的姊妹他们的家庭这些孩子来到教会里
God started moving andShowing my heart and making my heart hungry.
神在我里面开始工作，让我里面柔软下来，而且向着神有一个饥渴。
Especially at one prayer meeting, God really touched my heart, and I felt something that felt alive and hot on my chest.
特别是在有一次祷告聚会的时候，我觉得一个能力降在我身上，突然我觉得我的心好像被一个火点燃了。
So about a week later,
一个礼拜之后
，a friend of my dad invited us to this meeting.
我的朋友他的父亲邀请我去参加一个聚会。
Yeah, this is my friend John Rudcape. He's back there in the corner. So.
And
Hi, John.
And this guy he's kept looking at me and he says I'm going to prophesy over you.
那这位老弟兄就一直看着我，他说我要对你说一些预言的话。
I go, okay.
我说好。
He started talking to me and telling me all these things and saying it's not your fault.
他开始告诉我一些事情，就诉说一些，然后说这不是你的错。
That God's bringing you to something much better.
因为神要带你到一个更美好的地方。
I'm doing my best not to cry over there.
我现在尽量按住我的眼泪。
And then I go up to my dad's friend, Mr. John Radke, the gentleman in the black back there.
然后我就去这位约翰弟兄那里。
He goes, "How was that?" I go, "That was great."
他问我说怎么样聚会如何 So it was not him that prophesied.
No, it was not John.
所以另外一个人对他说了预言，然后聚完会后，他就到了John这里，John问他说：“你觉得聚会，你那个感觉怎么样？”他说：“太棒了。”
He said, "Would you want? Have you ever been baptized in the Holy Spirit?"
他说：“你有没有受圣灵的浸啊？”
I said, "No, I don't think so." He goes, "Well, come here."
我说：“我好像没有。”他说：“那来，过来这里。”
He pulled me over onto the lawn and he starts praying over me. And I just feel the Holy Spirit fall down my heart.
他把我带到旁边，然后为我祷告，我就觉得圣灵一下子浇灌下来。
I'm thinking everything I've heard about all my life, I'm really going to get right now. I'm really going to feel what I know.
我觉得我这一辈子从小听过所有关圣经里圣灵的事，我这下子全部都要得到了。
And it got stronger and stronger, and I felt that heat again.
我就觉得那个能力越来越强，里面那个火焰又开始燃烧。
And then it stopped.
然后突然停下来。
And then we worshipped.
然后我们继续敬拜。
I went home and I just cried in my bed.
我回家，我在我的房间里哭泣。
I said, "God, why?"
我说神啊，为什么？
I'm really trying here. Why?
我很努力哦，为什么呢？
He said, "Proverbs 17:11."
他说，请看箴言17:11节。
I'm going, "Oh, that was real. That's cool. Let's open up and see."
哇，我说这个很清楚的指导，我就赶快把圣经打开来。
And it said, "Those who diligently seek me find me."
他说：“那些殷勤寻找我的会找到我。”
Said, "Be diligent."
所以你要殷勤的寻找我。
Another week later, we went to this other beautiful meeting.
一个礼拜之后，我们又去参加另外一个聚会。
Susan now, and his name. And so, God was so strong, and I just got on my hands and knees and I prayed and I begged Jesus, please come.
那个神的同在那么强，所以我就跪下来说：“主啊，请你来到我里面。”
Please change my worldly way of thinking.
改变我这个属世的思想方式。
Take away the old stuff. I don't want it. I just need you.
把我所有老我的旧有的东西都拿走，我都不要这些了，我只要你。
And then I saw a face.
然后我看见一个面孔，一个脸。
Rough looking face, blood coming down, and eyes of fire.
很憔悴的脸，有血流下来，但他的眼目像火焰。
And I opened my eyes because it kind of surprised me. I go, "Wow." And I go, "Okay, focus, focus." I'm looking at Jesus.
我很吃惊，但是我说，哎，安静，集中在主身上。
And all I could seem to say was, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And then he smiled, and it was, I was flying.
我只能只有一个反应，就说主啊，对不起，对不起。然后他就向我微笑，一下子所有的忧虑都离开了，然后圣灵就浇灌下来。
And I thought, "I can't get any happier than this."
我说我这辈子不会比现在更快乐了。
And each day, God keeps proving me wrong.
那每一天的神就证明说我那种想法是错的。
I can't get any happier each and every day.
因为每一天都比前天更喜乐。
God told me over the retreat one more thing. God told me over the retreat.
在特会里的时候，神跟我说。
I took you from a few that you didn't really need.
To a few, or
I took you from a few.
From 我帮你从一个火源，一个能力的源头，是你不需要的，我把你从那里移开。
To give you many, many, many more.
来给你，反之我给你的是更多，更多，更多。
God told me, "I brought you here for Justin."
神说，我把你带到佛蒙来，洛杉矶来是为了Justin。
Alex, Edder, Karina.
为了 Alex, 为这些所有社区里的孩子。
These kids in the back, these are my little siblings.
这些，您看到后面的孩子们，他们是我的兄弟。
And God has given me a family much, much greater than the one that took me from.
神给我的一个家是更大更好，远远超过他带我离开的 Oklahoma 的家。
And all I can seem to say is thank you.
我只能说主，我感谢你，谢谢主。
You know, what Evan kind of touched upon there is an important thing for us to take notice of.
刚才Evan讲有一个点很重要的。
And sometimes we ask people to pray for us to have a deeper work of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有的时候我们要求别人为我们祷告，让我们有更深圣灵的工作。
And we're deeply touched.
常常我们是深深的被感动了。
But we're not totally filled. We're not totally baptized yet.
我们是被感动了，但是我们没有被充满。
And for some it comes just like that. Amen.
对，有些人被充满，好像很容易一次。 的要求，一次的等候就得到了。
But for others,
但有些人呢？
It takes a little bit of pressing in day after day.
需要持续的每一天的在主面前的等候。
So, as an old preacher used to say about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
就像一个很有经验的牧者，他曾经讲到关于受圣灵浸的这件事。
Don't be satisfied until you're satisfied.
好，不要满足，除非你真的满足。
Amen. And that's exactly what Evan's talking about.
这就是 Evan 刚才所分享的。
Because some of us may be touched and impacted by the Holy Spirit.
有的时候，也许圣灵碰我们一下，我们觉得啊，有一点感动。
And then because we stopped pressing in and pursuing it,
很多时候因为我们觉得这样就够了，我们没有再往前追求。
It was a superficial work.
那是一个很肤浅的一个圣灵的工作。
And then we say, oh, there wasn't anything to that.
然后我们也就说，哦，那也没有什么。
When what really happened is we stopped halfway.
问题在哪里呢？是因为我们半途就停止了。
Well, I want us to give one. We want to have one more quick testimony, and then we want to pray for anybody else here that wants this same experience, the same baptism of the Holy Spirit that Ellie and
Evan
have been. Thank you. Ellie and Evan have been talking about.
现在我们再请一位上来做一个很快的见证，然后我们希望用余下的时间给那些渴慕主、想被圣灵充满的弟兄姊妹有时间等候。
So I'd like Blanca, could you come and share with us?
请 Blanca 上来。
This is one of our new precious friends.
这是我们在 Pomona 这个 community 里面很宝贵的朋友。
Blanca is just good as gold. Amen. She just loves everybody and mothers everybody. And she makes our gathering, our little congregation, just a much better place.
她有很温馨的性格，让我每次聚集的时候非常的满意，非常的美好。
So Blanca, I'd like you just to share a little bit about what God started doing in our recent retreat and just some of the things like you were sharing just the other night at Bible study about this hunger God's been putting in your heart. Amen.
就像在周五的晚上你在我们当中分享那个向着主的饥渴，特别你在特会里所看见神的工作。Come forward.
Good morning.
大家早。
This was my first time going to a retreat.
这是我第一次参加特会。
I've always heard like really nice stories about it.
我总是听到很多人回来讲到特会何等的好。
But I wanted to experience it for myself.
这次我想自己去亲身经历一下。
The theme was a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit.
我们的主题是说与神有一个新鲜的遇见。
I emailed Mr. David, and thanking him for inviting us to this.
我就写了个 email 给 David， 谢谢他邀请我们。
And that's what I was going. I wanted to see what the Holy Spirit felt, or I wanted just to engage in a good, a closeness to God.
所以我就想要与神有一个更亲近的关系，想要感觉到圣灵是什么样的感觉，所以我就去了。
So as we're driving up there,
当我们开车去的路上
，I have three of our church boys coming with me.
有三个社区里的男孩子坐在我车上。
They were very excited.
他们很兴奋。
They never stopped talking until we got there.
他们一路上他们都没有停止讲话。
One of those boys is my son.
有一个孩子是我的儿子。
The trip was amazing. It was long.A long drive for me.
我们开很久的车子。
But I was really enjoying them all.
但是我很喜欢他们在我车上做我的同伴。
When we got there,
当我们到了特会
，it was very very foggy.
那山上满了雾。
Tall trees. It was just a beautiful scenery.
有很多高大的树木，所以在雾中特别的美丽。
It reminded me of my grandparents.
我想到我的祖父祖母。
When I was growing up.
在我长大的时候。
Our first meeting.
我们第一个聚会,
as I was walking towards the room,
我朝着聚会厅走去的时候,
I heard a lot of noises that reminded me when I was walking with my parents to church.
我听到很多的敬拜的声音, 就想起我小的时候跟着我的父母去教会的时候那个感觉。
And in our first meeting, when we started worshiping,
当我们在第一堂聚会中开始敬拜的时候,
I pray,
我祷告,
I pray that I would feel God's presence,
让我感觉到神的同在,
I pray for a lot of our needs,
我为我很多的需要祷告主,
I pray for slow down, that we're always on the go,
我求主让我慢下我的脚步, 因为我们总是那么忙碌,
and just for more guidance and wisdom,
我求神更多的引导, 给我更多的智慧,
because I want to learn more about God,
因为我希望更多的认识他。
When we started singing,
当我们开始唱歌的时候,
I felt just my heart ready to explode.
我觉得我的心快要爆炸了。
And it was an amazing feeling.
那是一个很奇妙的感觉。
I want to say that if we're looking for God,
我要说, 若是我们真的在寻找他,
we have to seek Him.
我们要真的寻找他。
And all my prayers are being answered by God.
我必须说, 我所有的祷告, 他都答应了。
I'm just excited that I want to receive the Holy Spirit. And it just reminded me of Mr. David. We've been talking about Acts for over 2-3 weeks now.
我们一起在读《使徒行传》已经有好几个礼拜了。
And it's every day I just think about all the wonderful things that God has been doing for all of us.
那这些日子我常想到神在我们当中所做许多奇妙的事。
And I just want to grow and be an encourager and serve God.
我希望在主的家中成长, 能够借着鼓励, 成为一个鼓励别人的人, 在神的家里。
Thank you.
This is my other son, Christian.
这是David的另外一个儿子叫Christian。
So I'll just share with you guys just about over the last month stuff that God's been just talking to me about and I've been praying to God about.
我想跟各位分享过去一个月, 我在祷告的内容, 还有神对我说的话。
So over the last month I've just been praying to God just to, I want to be led more by the Spirit, more by Him, more by the Holy Ghost.
过去一个月, 我一直跟神祷告, 我愿意更多被他圣灵来引导。
I just want to be led by His Holy Spirit, and I'm just praying to Him every day for the last month, just wanting to know how to do that.
过去一个月里面, 每一天我都向神祷告, 让我知道如何被他圣灵来引导。
And a couple weeks ago, we went to the retreat up in the mountains.
2个礼拜以前, 我们参加山上的特会。
And the boys wanted to climb, there's a trail to climb to the top of the mountain.
孩子们很想走着那个山间的小径，可以达到山顶上。
And it was very rainy and kind of foggy. You couldn't see much.
有一天是非常的雾非常的大，又在下雨，所以你实在看不清楚前面的路。
But Edgar wanted to go so bad.
但他们这么想去。
So he begged, and so I said, "Okay, we'll go."
他们就一直求我，后来我说好吧，我们去。
And so we go, and there's just the trail. You can't see hardly 20 feet in front of you.
雾很大, 雨很大, 你几乎看不到20尺以外的事物。
So we start to climb this trail. It's very steep and slippery and rocky.
山间的小径很陡, 而且很多石头。
And as we're climbing, you can't hardly see the next turn.
当你在爬的时候, 你看不到前面转弯之处。
And we were wondering, is it going to even be worth it? Will we be able to see anything?
我们一面爬一面想说这值不值得, 我们什么都看不见呢。
When we get to the top, will we be able to even see?
当我们到了山顶, 我们能看到什么?
But we just kept climbing.
但是我们还是继续地爬。
And as we climbed,
当我们爬的路上,
it just came very apparent to me.
突然在我的里面很明亮,
that with each step we took,
每一个脚步,
each step was chosen.
每一步都是主所拣选的,
because it was so rocky.
因为充满了石头, 充满了艰难,
you didn't just take steps and walk the way you would on the sidewalk.
因为这个路不好走, 所以你不会
Each step you looked carefully and you placed your foot where it was supposed to be.
因为山路非常的崎岖难行，充满了石头，所以你走的时候是一步一步都很小心，不像你在人行道上随意走得很快。
So we just kept climbing.
我们就一直爬，一直爬。
And carefully choosing each step so you would not slip.
每一脚，下一个脚步，我们都很仔细小心来选择落脚在哪里。
And as we got to this plateau, to this turn,
当我们来到一个转弯处,
we came around the corner,
我们来到转角的地方,
and the fog parted, the clouds parted,
突然那雾散了,
and you could see everything, you could see the whole mountain.
你站在一个小小的平台的上面, 你可以看到整个山谷,
you could see all the apple orchards,
你可以看到所有的树木,
and as we saw them,
当我们看到的时候
All four of us just jumped up and rejoiced.
我们通通跳起来喜乐得不得了
And we said yes And we just screamed the joy We're happy
我们就大叫然后很喜乐地喊叫着
And Edgar started running around like he was a wild dog
那些孩子们就在那个平台上跑来跑去好像那个被放出去的狗一样
But what came very apparent to me,
但是对我来说我突然很明白一件事
what God spoke to me through that,
因为神借着这个攀爬的经历告诉我
was he just said, just give me your steps,
只要把你的脚步放在我的手里
he will make, let my steps be chosen, not taken,
他会让我的脚步都是按照他所拣选的
let my words be chosen, not spoken,
让我每一句话都是我仔细的选择的而不是随意说出来的
That's what it means to be led by the Spirit.
这就是什么叫做被圣灵来引导往前走的意思
Is you give God your steps.
就是你把你的脚步让在主的手里
You give God your words.
你把你的口所要说的话让在主的手里
You let him choose them.
你让主来选择你该怎么走怎么说
You do not take them.
你不要随意按照你的意思
You do not speak them.
你不随意说你的话。
They're chosen, they're not taken.
他们是神所拣选的每一步和每一个字，而不是被你拿去随意使用。
Your words are meant to be chosen, not spoke.
是被主拣选的，而不是被我们随意使用的。
So it's very simple.
所以是很简单一个原则。
And then after retreat,
特会之后，我们回到山下。
I got this verse that I think basically sums it up.
我有这么一个经节，我觉得可以对我自己的学习做一个总结。
My mom texted this verse to me in the morning.
我母亲早晨把这个经节用简讯传给我。
And so I read the verse.
我读了这个经节。
And then I opened my Bible app and I read the daily verse on there every morning.
每天早晨我有一个读圣经的这个软体，那我也打开来看。
And it was the very same verse.
结果我母亲给我的经节跟我该读的经节是一样的。
And then I was reading a book.
然后我后来那天又读一本书。
And it was the very same verse that they mentioned in the book.
然后在那本书里也用同一个经节。
But it's Proverbs 3, 5 through 6.
这是箴言三章五到六节。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
坚心依靠你的主。
And lean not on your own understanding.
不要靠你自己的智慧
And all your ways acknowledge him.
他在你所行的事上都要认定他
And he shall direct your paths.
他必指引你的路
But that's just what God was speaking to me.
这是神对我说的话
Just to trust in him with all my heart.
就是对他完全的信靠
Don't use my own brain.
不要用我的思维
Just trust him with my own heart.
而是全心的信靠他
And he will be the path to the top.
他会是成为我达到山顶的道路。
The path to the top of the mountain.
达到山顶的路。
Just like he was on that foggy trail.
就像那天在雾中我们爬山的经历一样。
That's all I really have to say.
这是我所要分享。
Well, let me ask you a quick question.
Now, 我问你一个问题。
At a prayer meeting the other night, I think you were prayed for, right? Yeah, John prayed for you.
在祷告聚会中的时候 ，John 有为你祷告。
And what happened to you when you were being prayed for?
发生什么事？
Well, it's on the same theme about being just led by the Holy Spirit.
同样的，我也在一直在学习怎么样让圣灵来引导我。
I was just sitting there and praying.
我只是坐在那里祷告。
I just said, Jesus, I don't want anything of me inside. I just want it all to be you, Jesus.
主啊，我不要任何其他的事情在我里面，我只要你。
And John came over and prayed for me.
那约翰弟兄走过来为我祷告。
And as he prayed, I just felt the last little bit of me just being come out of my lungs. I breathed it out.
我好像觉得我最后的那一点点的我从我的里面被呼出去。
And then I fell backwards onto the ground.
然后我就往后倒在地上。
And this great sense of just peace just washed over me.
这极大的平安，这个能力好像冲过我整个全人。
And my whole body went numb from top to bottom.
我整个人从头到脚都发麻。
I couldn't feel any part of my body.
我好像感觉不到我的身体。
And it was just like Jesus took whatever was left in me, and it was just Him, just my soul, just Him remained.
好像主把所有属于我的都拿走了，只有他充满在他所创造的我这个里面。
And I laid there for about 2 hours.
我躺在那里不能动，大概两个小时。
That's what they tell me. It felt like 15 minutes.
对我来说好像只有十五分钟，但是旁边的人后来告诉我，我在那里躺了两个小时。
And I got up and I couldn't hardly walk.
我站起来几乎不能走路。
So my steps had to be definitely chosen then, right?
所以的确每一我要走的每一步都需要神来扶持来选择。
But as part of it is.To have God choose your steps, you have to relinquish control, right?
如果我们要神来为我们选择前面的道路，我们必须要愿意放掉我们自己的选择。
You have to give Him everything.
你必须把每一切一切都给他。
You can't be choosing your steps with this and have, with your right foot and having God choosing your steps with your left.
你不可能右脚踏去就说。这个是我要走的，左脚右往说，这是神要我走的道路上去。
You have to give him complete control.
你必须全然的把控制权交给他。
And once you give him that,
当你这样做的时候
，In return you'll get a supernatural peace that you didn't know existed.
你所得到是那个超过自然的那个平安来到你的里面。
Amen. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you.